We're back here to the Neil Haley Show, also simulcasted on the Freedom From Addiction podcast on Libsyn. Great success again with the podcast continues to grow because we're really covering topics now that is just truth just below the surface. I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Reverend Wynn, how are you? And we have a really good topic today.
Well, Neil, I'm doing okay. And yeah, this is going to be an interesting topic, a little bit different from what I normally do, but it's got a point. And the title is, Are You a Lemming? So let me...
Yeah, well, that's new to me. So I'm looking forward to, I've heard of the word, using it in certain, pronunciations or in a sentence, but I really don't know it. So yeah, tell us about that. See if I'm a lemming.
We'll see if you're a lemming. Well, audience, it's my pleasure to have you listening to my show today. My sincerest desire is for you to get something from it that will make your life richer, fuller, and in this time of coronavirus pandemic, safer. I'm Reverend Wynn Henderson. As an ordained Christian minister and a retired medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you the content you need to solve problems in your life. Freedom from Addiction and Share Your Mission is the longest running, single hosted, and produced spiritually based radio internet talk show in the country. It has been continuously running for the last 20 years. I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in its 30 plus different forms and about the importance of finding your mission in life or purpose in life and then acting on it. Our program today is going to be an educational program with something that you can take away in addition to the education. And so I think the first thing to do is to get into educating you. Lemming is a small rodent usually found in or near the Arctic Circle. Lemmings are in a family that also includes rats, mice, hamsters, and gerbils. Their scientific classification is Lemmis lemmis. They are generally somewhere between 5 and 7 inches in length and weigh about 1 ounce. Lemmings are quite rounded in shape with brown and black long soft fur. They have a very short tail, a stubby hairy snout, short legs, and small ears. They have a flattened claw on the first digit of their front feet, which helps them dig in the snow. They are herbivores, feeding mostly on mosses and grasses. They also forage through the snow surface to find berries, leaves, shoots, roots, bulbs, and lichens. Lemmings do not hibernate through the winter. They remain active, finding food by burrowing in the snow. These rodents live in large tunnel systems beneath the snow in winter, which protects them from predators. Their burrows have rest areas, toilet areas, and nesting rooms. In the spring, they move to higher ground where they live on mountain heaths and in forests, continuously breeding before returning in the autumn back to the tundra. Now, like many other rodents, lemmings have periodic population booms and then disperse in all directions seeking the food and shelter their natural habitats cannot provide. The Norway lemming and brown lemming are two of the few vertebrates which reproduce so quickly that their population fluctuations are chaotic. It is interesting to know that a lemming can, from the time that they have sex to the time that they reproduce, can be as little as 3 weeks. The lemming populations vary very much over a 4-year period. Before the numbers drop to near extinction, And why this happens, nobody knows. Lemmings are conspicuously colored and behave aggressively toward their predators and even human observers. So let's talk about misconceptions. Misconceptions about lemmings go back many centuries. They have become the subject of a widely popular misconception that they are driven to commit mass suicide when they migrate by jumping off cliffs. It is not a deliberate mass suicide, however, where the animal voluntarily chooses to die, but rather the result of this migratory behavior. Driven by strong biological urges, some species of lemmings may migrate in large groups when population density becomes too great. So these unexplained fluctuations in the population of Norwegian lemmings and perhaps a small amount of somatic confusion, that is, suicide not being limited to voluntary deliberation, but also the result of their foolishness, have helped give rise to the popular stereotype of the suicidal lemmings. And this was talked about in a movie, Walt Disney documentary called White Wilderness in 1958 that popularized it. Another myth may have roots in the fiery, aggressive nature during population booms and the corresponding leftovers of predatory frenzies. But it is a myth that lemmings do not explode. So the mass suicide concept, as we said later, coming from the Disney studio, showed massive numbers of lemmings jumping over Norwegian seaside cliffs. And later, lemmings also appeared in an Arthur C. Clarke 1953 short story called The Possessed, where their suicidal urges are attributed to the lingering consciousness of an alien group mind which had inhabited the species in their prehistoric past. Now, that's your education on lemmings. So, yeah. You ready to ask me some questions?
Yeah, in your opinion, kind of describe the difference between a lemming, the person that's the rodent, versus lemming, the person that we could be identified as.
Well, let's see. The lemming that I just told you about, in a group, in a mass, they unthinkingly, I'm sure, because their brain's got to be real small, they join a mass movement, especially when it incorporates a headlong rush to destruction. You can imagine going off a cliff in Norway into the sea. It's kind of destructive behavior. Now, human lemmings do a similar type thing. Now, I'll give you an example. An example is the Black Lives Matter riots. And in these riots, they're in a movement, but they're not thinking about the complications of what might happen with this risky behavior. Another human behavior that's similar to lemmings is the bar scene. People go to a bar, and of course, when they go to a bar, what do? They get drunk. And when a person is intoxicated, they do behaviors that they would not necessarily normally do. And this lack of social distancing and alcoholic fueled behavior sets them up also for a destructive type of thing similar to what lemmings do. And, you know, Neil, I wrote a book a few months back about the 25 reasons you would not want to drink alcohol? Well, I'm adding a 26th reason, and that is, if you go to bars these days, you get COVID, you get sick, you could die. And so, like the other 25s, it might not take decades to kill you. This one can do it in weeks or less. So,
yeah, so that, so you could talk to lemmings of that area where they're going part of the Black Lives Matter movement, but they have no idea what they're fighting for. But you also could talk about the same thing when it comes to certain Trump supporters who think that's what President Trump wants, yet do the extreme where I'm not going to wear a mask because it's hurting my freedom and I could care less about others around me. So I'm not going to go to wear a mask. I'm going to go to mass movements and I'm going to consider that this virus is not real.
Well, you know, that's why I don't like to get into politics, because you got at least two different groups of people who are very passionate about what they believe in. I'm just going to tell you what lemmings do and what we do. So a question that you might ask, what does it mean to call somebody a lemming? Well, the stereotypical view of a lemming is that of one that jumps off a cliff that hundreds of others will follow blindly. Now, someone can be a lemming if they follow others without thinking. If you hear one person doing a potentially dangerous behavior, you might not be inspired to follow. But what if you see 10,000 or 100,000 people doing the same thing? So you might say, don't be a lemming, decide for yourself rather than copy other people.
Copycats, completely copycats. And that's an interesting description when to talk about. And I gave you some good ideas of what examples of lemmings. An example of a lemming is because Kamala Harris is not white. She is another descent that we're going to vote for her because of that, and she's a woman, yet not look at her politics or anything. That's a lemming thing where they don't understand politics. They're just going to vote for Kamala Harris because she is black. There you go, right there. And then there was no, they're just following a movement without understanding it, and that's another lemming example.
Yeah, the takeaway from this program is, don't be a lemming. If you only weigh 1 ounce, your brain can't be too big. And to do a behavior that's potentially destructive or potentially can kill you without really thinking about it is really dumb. That's what I want to say in this podcast. Think for yourself. Don't follow the crowd. And, you know, that's always been good information. Even in early days, our parents told us, don't follow the crowd. Think for yourself and this kind of stuff. And these days, it becomes so critical that if you don't take that advice, you may be dead. So that's what I wanted to tell you today. My mission or purpose of life is to spread a message that there is a cure for all addictive behaviors, and this is a spiritual cure. And the treatment program is profiled in my book, Freedom from Addiction 3. It's available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. If you meet 3 simple criteria, everyone gets well. I have 2 free resources where you can start your journey. And the following link that I'm going to give you is to this podcast, where there are scores and scores and scores of programs on all kinds of subjects. And that is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, spelling Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. No spaces, lowercase. And if you'd like more detail to find out about the 30 different addictive problems that plague our country, You can go to www.RevWynHendersonMD.com. RevWynHendersonMD.com. So it's been nice being on the program with you today, Neil.
I'm always happy to talk with you. It's very interesting and get such great feedback on the radio program as we continue to pick up more syndication, conversations with new stations and everything. 10 years in doing this, just like you, 20 years, we're learning so many different ways of bringing our audience to new people and people. I want to hear as much feedback as possible. So I appreciate you coming by, Wynn.
Okay, Neil, have a great day.
All right. You're listening to Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.